Good afternoon, good evening from whichever part of the world you are tuning into. This is Sirisha Verma from School of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses. Today's case study is a very interesting one because it has been making the waves here in India. Many people have been talking about this as the biggest NSE scam ever. And I don't know specifically what to say about this topic. I feel a little overwhelmed talking about this specific topic because I think at this point of time India is making all the right waves in the world, but with this scam I feel like we are taking a back bench and I don't really feel proud about it. But since it is not my job to specifically pick a topic depending on my emotions but to talk about what is currently happening in the Indian market, I am presenting this case study to you. But please don't judge us Indians just by this case study. So today we are going to talk about the most happening event which seems to be making a splash across the newspapers since the start of this month, which is the NSE scam. NSE scam involves, of course, the CEO, who is Chitra Ramakrishnan. And Chitra Ramakrishnan came into the limelight not because of this scam but way before this, because she was the first woman to hold such a big position, right? And apart from that, she was the second highest paid individual working in a private public kind of sector, which is of course the NSE. So being a woman, I understand how difficult it is to get to a stage wherein you are not just paid equal to what a man gets in the same job, but getting to a stage where you are the second highest paid individual. But it seems there are a little issues with Chitra Ramakrishnan, not specifically when it comes to her job, but just because she brings her emotional side to the job, not just her logical side. And that is what generally happens with women, right? We don't 100% think with our brains, but sometimes we also think with our hearts. And I don't say this lightly. That is one of the strengths that we have. And that is why many organizations today are picking women leaders. But this has come into the market as a scam, made huge ripples because of the relationship between Chitra Ramakrishna and a Himalayan yogi. Nobody has seen this Himalayan yogi. Even Mrs. Chitra Ramakrishna says that she has seen him 20 years ago on a beach. But now, post her questioning, she says she has not seen him in human form. What does that actually mean? Not seeing somebody in human form seems very weird, right? But he is able to communicate with her, not through spiritual world, but using the latest technology, which is emails. All of this started when Chitra Ramakrishna got an email from this Himalayan yogi regarding a specific person called as Anand Subramanian. And Anand Subramanian was hired by Chitra Ramakrishna to become a chief strategy consultant to MD. That is her assistant, because Chitra Ramakrishna is the MD of NSE. So she hired a chief strategy consultant. Of course, as you know, there are many big companies who sometimes keep hiring outside consultants to make sure that they are getting the best information, the most recent information that is available in the market out there, because sometimes the employees of the organization may not be exposed to what is currently happening in the market. And that is still fine, 100% fine. But this person, Anand Subramanian, though he was hired by Chitra Ramakrishnan as a strategy consultant to herself, there is no record on HR file regarding when he was appointed. He does not show on the employment rolls. And which is very, very weird, right? When you are hiring a consultant, of course, probably you don't show him on the HR file as an employee, but you would generally show him as a consultant or probably a third party or a vendor under these headings because you are paying him, right? And that money is not coming out of your own pocket, but from the company's pocket. And apart from this, the very strange thing is this person was appointed at a salary of 1.68 crores. Now, specifically, if you look at Anand Subramanian's past, he was working in a small private company. He was hardly getting 15 lakhs per annum as a salary. From 15 lakhs per annum, he was appointed as a chief strategy consultant to the MD of NSE, and he was appointed at 1.68 crore salary. Of course, whenever you are making a job shift, you could definitely expect a hike to happen, right? But in most of the cases, the hike is probably to an extent of 30%. And if you are really, really great at your job, if the company is really desperate to get to you, then probably they might pay you as high as 50%. But what is this leap that he has made from 15 lakhs to 1.68 crores is amazingly surprising. And apart from that, year on year, he gets promoted without fail. And his power keeps growing. Of course, when he gets promoted, his salary also becomes much bigger. So from 1.68 crores, he draws 4.21 crores within 3 years. And the best part is he only works 5 days a week. Wow, what a bumper job offer, right? I hope somebody gave me that offer. But unfortunately, I am not Anand Subramanian and I am not close to Chitra Ramakrishna. So unfortunately, I still have to work 7 days a week with not as much money as he's making. And I know for sure that it is the same with you. So coming back to our case study. Now, since he was only, previously when he was drawing only 1.68 crores, he was only working 3 days a week. It was my mistake when I said 5 days a week. 5 days a week happened only when his salary increased to 4.21 crores because his colleague started complaining, why is this person drawing 4.21 crores and is hardly in the office? So Himalayan Yogi suggested Chitra Ramakrishna that to pacify everybody else, make sure that Anand Subramanian is given a mandate moratorium that he has to be in office for, he has to work 5 days a week, not in office. Of course, 3 days is mandatorily from office, and the remaining 3 days or 2 days, he can work from whichever place he wants. So since he is from Chennai, he doesn't have to travel back to office, but he can go back to his hometown and work from there. Now, this Himalayan yogi is also called as the Siddha Purush. Siddha Purush meaning somebody who has achieved the highest echelons of human being. This is a person who knows everything about all the Vedas and stuff like that, right? So now, how is Chitra Ramakrishna communicating with him? Using the most technical advancement, which is email address. And if you specifically look at the email address of Siddha Purush says rigyajursama@outlook.com, which is very, very interesting because it is a combination of the three Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, and then Sama Veda. Now, if you specifically look at Chitra Ramakrishnan, it seems the Siddha Purush also communicates to her saying that if I ever wanted to get into a human form, right, because currently he is in the spiritual form and that is why he is the spirited being, right? So he says in his emails that Chitra is called as Som and Anand, he calls him as Kanchan, and he tells her that Chitra, that is Som, at any point of time, if I were to take a human form, which I currently don't have, then for me, the best vessel would be Kanchan, that is Anand Subramanian. So take very good care of him. And that is why you increase his salary. That is why don't put so much stress on him so that he has to work 6 days a week and stuff like that. Because if his, you know, body deteriorates, then probably I cannot get into his body as a spirit. I mean, that is what I think he is trying to communicate to her. But he says that Kanchan is the perfect vehicle, that is Anand Subramanian. And now, apart from that, the best thing is he also sends her emails regarding her appearance. He says, in a particular meeting, you are looking wonderful. In probably another meeting, you should have worn your hair this way, or you should have worn your sari in a different way. Now, which spirited being actually looks at human beings and comments on their dresses? Which is very, very weird, because if you are a spirited being, you should know that the dress doesn't matter, right? It is the soul that matters at the end of the day. Now, specifically, if you look at NSC, this is not the first scam that came out. This is probably, you are asking me, why is this even a scam, Sirisha? Because Chitra Ramakrishna is an individual at the end of the day. They can do whatever they like, right? So this is her personal life. Of course, she made a mistake of hiring somebody, that is Anand Subramanian, and then giving him promotions year after year, paying him crores of salaries, though he's not shown on the HR files. Of course, that is something which is punishable, which is not expected from a person who is at that stage of career in her life, etc. But how is this an NSC scam? This is an NSC scam because Chitra Ramakrishna was also asked to share information regarding certain rules and regulations of NSC. And what was that information used for? What is that exact information? Nobody knows. But confidential information was shared by Chitra to the Siddha Purush regarding NSC, regarding her place of work. Now, if you specifically look at NSC, NSC is the world's biggest stock exchange. Not just India's, but the world's biggest stock exchange. And if you know about stock exchanges, you know that all types of investment instruments actually work through the exchange. It could be your stock markets, it could be your mutual funds, everything runs through the exchange. And why is this important to me as an individual? Because as a middle class person, one of the instruments that is available for me to invest in to make sure that my future is secure, my family's future is secure, my children's future is secure, they can go to the best colleges that are available, is of course the stock market. And specifically, if you look at India, the stock market in India has touched a high just in 2021. There have been people who have made billions of money just using stock market. So as a consumer, it is really, really alarming for me if something goes wrong in the NSE. And if people are taking advantage of the information, because see, at the end of the day, which stock goes up, which stock goes down is all information regarding what is happening with the stock, which is not freely available to individual small players like me, but only to big conglomerates or big trading houses. And this information, it seems, is now leaked by Chitra Ramakrishna, who is the MD, who is supposed to protect this information, which makes me super duper angry. And I really get irritated when people who are at their highest of careers, where they have to take care of other people, don't do that. Now, specifically, if you look at NSC, there was a co-location scam which happened in 2015. Now, interestingly, this co-location scam was identified in Singapore, and it was mentioned to the government of India by Singapore traders, which seems very, very interesting. And if you specifically look at the co-location scam, In the stock exchanges, generally electronic trading happens. So when the electronic trading happens at the end of the day, right? So when the stock market closes at about 3 p.m., specifically in India is what I'm giving you a case study about. So it opens here at 9 o'clock and closes at 3 p.m. Now, before the market opens, right, there are certain price ranges of a particular stock. So if you look at the closing and the opening, there are slight differences between the price of a particular stock between the closing and the opening of the next day. Now, when there is information regarding when, where this stock is opening at today, people can use that information to bet on or trade on that particular stock, thus making a loss or a profit. But for individual investors like me, who are very, very small players in this market, we don't get that information until and unless the market opens. So this co-location scam mentions that there was information which was passed just a fraction of minutes before the market was opening regarding the stock prices. So if you specifically look at the electronic trading, there are very, very highly automated machines which are working on trading today, nowadays, right, which are also called as AI bots. So traders also use something called as AI, wherein within a fraction of seconds a bet can be placed if the right information is available to them. So this information was passed on to certain groups of people, wherein their computers were directly plugged into the NSE terminal, and they were getting this information first hand within just a few seconds short of the market opening. And when before that, what they can do is within that short span of time, they are able to place bets and make a lot of money. So see, at the end of the day in the stock market, it is all about volume. So if there is a difference in 1 rupee and you place the bet for 1 billion shares, that will give you 1 billion rupees back. So it is all about that fraction of minute, that information which is the key. And it seems that is what was happening way back in 2015, which was called as a co-location scam. Now, this was fixed when the systems of NSE were changed after they got this information regarding the co-location scam. Now, is this co-location scam related to the information that Chitra Ramakrishna was passing on to the Siddha Purush fellow? Was this fellow also part of that ring which was using this information to place bets? We don't know at this point of time, because Chitra Ramakrishna is either not providing the information to the investigators, or the investigators are not providing us the information regarding what was provided to the Siddha Purush by Chitra Ramakrishna. Now, specifically, NSE has assigned E and Y to investigate who this divine being or the Siddha Purush is, and E and Y did some financial forensic investigation. They have concluded that this divine Purush is nobody else but, wait for the dramatic pause, Anand Subramanian itself. Of course it makes sense, right? If you want to make more money, if you want to influence your boss, what best way rather than to showcase yourself as a Siddha Purush or a spiritual being and then start sending her emails regarding how well she looks, what else she can do, and specifically tell her that this is the person that you should trust and promote him every year and give him much more money. Wow, what an interesting concept, right? I hope I was exposed to the scam when I was working, so I could also influence my boss, but no luck here. I hope if you're still working, you can use this concept and influence your boss. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. It doesn't make sense. So that's it, guys. I am really sad to present this case study because it is wrong on so many levels, especially for me, because I am one of the investors in NSE, and it feels really, really bad that I have not been privy to the information that was passed, the confidential information, but was only passed to a few specific people who made billions of money on my behalf, whereas I was the one who was making losses on that specific company. So I hope you found this content interesting. If you want to look at the visuals of this podcast, you could definitely check this specific video out on my YouTube channel, which is Everything Business by Sirisha Verma. You'll find all the interesting visuals there. And if you like the content that I'm creating, definitely download this podcast, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe to me over there. You will find many more interesting content over there as well. So this is Sirisha Verma signing off for today. I will see you again in my other podcast. Please do take care. Have a great weekend ahead. And if you want to take your business digital, do let me know if I can help you with my services. I run a digital marketing firm here in India. This is Sirisha Verma signing off. All my contact details are in the description of this podcast. But if you want to write a note for me, then you can write to me at sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. That is sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. I'll see you again. Please do take care. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. Bye-bye.